Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 43, Special Instructions, Episode 9, Word-for-Word Meanings of the Atmarama Verse. Atmarameti padyarkasi, artang shunya prakashayan, jagattamo jahatravyat, sat chaitanyo dayachalah. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who acted as the eastern horizon where the sun of the Atmarama verse rose. Lord Chaitanya manifested its rays in the form of different meanings, thus eradicating the darkness of the material world. May that Sri Krishna Chaitanya protect the entire universe. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thereafter, Sanatan Goswami clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, humbly submitting the following petition. O my Lord, I have heard that previously, at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, you explained the famous Atmarama verse in 18 different ways. Atmaramascha munayo nirgranta api urukrame kurvanti ahoitukin bhaktim itam bhuta gano harihi. Persons who take pleasure in being transcendentally situated in the service of the Lord, and also great saintly persons who have completely rejected all material aspirations, fruitive activities, and so forth, as well as those who are without interest in any material desire, certainly do causeless devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they do this without material desires. Krishna's activities are wonderful, so wonderful as to attract the attention of the self-satisfied. And that is because Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has all transcendental qualities. Those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. The personality of Godhead, Hari, is called Krishna because he has such transcendentally attractive features. And so, my dear Lord Chaitanya, I have heard this wonderful story, and I am therefore very inquisitive to hear your explanation again. So if you would kindly repeat it, I would be very pleased to hear from you. Oh, my dear Sanatan, I am but one madman, and Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya is another madman. Therefore he took my words to be the truth. I do not recall what I spoke in that connection, but if something comes to my mind due to association with you, then I shall explain it. For generally by myself, I cannot give an explanation, but by the strength of your association, something may manifest itself. So there are 11 clear words in this Atmarama verse, but when they are studied separately, various meanings glitter from each word. There are 7 different meanings of the word Atma, namely, number 1, the absolute truth, Brahma. Number 2, the body, Deha. Number 3, the mind, Mana. Number 4, endeavor, Prayatne, Prayateta, Prayasa. Number 5, firmness, patience, perseverance, dhriti. Number 6, intelligence, buddhi. And number 7, nature, swabhava. The word Atmarama refers to one who enjoys these 7 items. Later, I shall enumerate all the different Atmaramas. My dear Sanatan, first, hear the meanings of the other words, beginning with the word Muni. I shall first explain their separate meanings, and then I shall combine them. The word Muni refers to one who is thoughtful, one who is grave or silent, an ascetic, one who keeps great vows, one in the renounced order, and lastly, the saint. These are the different meanings of the word Muni. The word Nirgrunta refers to one who is liberated from the material knots of ignorance. It also refers to one who is devoid of all regulative principles enjoined in the Vedic literature. It also refers to one who does not have any knowledge. Nirgrunta also refers to one who is illiterate, low-born, misbehaved, unregulated, and devoid of respect for the Vedic literature. Nirgrunta also refers to one who is a capitalist and also to one who has no riches. The word Urukrama refers to one whose step, krama, is great. The word krama means throwing the foot forward, that is, stepping. Krama also means power, trembling, a systematic method, argument, and a forcible attack by stepping forward. Thus, Vamana Dev caused the 3 worlds to tremble. And through his all-pervasive feature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has expanded the entire creation. Krishna is holding and maintaining this creation by his extraordinary potency. By his conjugal potency, Krishna maintains the planetary system known as Goloka Vrindavana. And thus, through Krishna's 6 opulences, Krishna maintains so many Vaikuntha planets. The word Urukrama also indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who, by his external potency, has perfectly created innumerable universes. The word Kurvanti means that someone does something for others, since it is a form of the verb to do, indicating things done for others. It is used in connection with devotional service, which must be executed for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is the purport of the word Kurvanti. The word Hetu, meaning cause or purpose, means that something is done for some motive. There can be 3 motives. One may act to enjoy the result personally, or to achieve some material perfection, or to attain liberation. First, we take the word bhukti, material enjoyment, which is of unlimited variety. We may also take the word siddhi, or perfection, which has 18 varieties. And similarly, the word mukti has 5 varieties. But causeless devotional service is unmotivated by either sense enjoyment, perfection, or even liberation. For when one is freed from all of these contaminations, he or she can bring Lord Krishna, who is very funny, under control. There are 10 meanings for the word bhakti or devotional service. The first one is sadhana bhakti, or execution of devotional service according to the regulative principles, and the other 9 are varieties of prema bhakti, or ecstatic love of Godhead. Next are explained the symptoms of love of Godhead, which can be divided into 9 varieties, beginning with attraction and extending up to ecstatic love, and finally up to the topmost ecstatic love, Mahabhav. The attraction to Krishna by devotees on the platform of neutrality increases up to love of Godhead or prema, and the attraction of devotees on the platform of servitorship increases to spontaneous attachment or raga. The devotees in Vrindavana who are friends of Krishna can increase their ecstatic love to the point of anuraga. Parental affectionate lovers, such as Krishna's father and mother, can increase their love of Godhead up to the end of anuraga. The gopis of Vrindavan, who are attached to Krishna in conjugal love, can increase their ecstatic love up to the point of Mahabhava, the greatest ecstatic love. So these are some of the glorious meanings of the word bhakti. So now, my dear Sanatan, please hear the meaning of the word itham bhuta guna, which is found in the Atmarama verse. Itham bhuta has different meanings, and the word guna has other meanings. The word itham bhuta is transcendentally exalted, because it means full of transcendental bliss. Before this transcendental bliss, the bliss derived from merging into the existence of the Absolute, known as Brahma Ananda, becomes like a piece of straw in comparison. Lord Krishna is so exalted that Krishna is more attractive than anything else and more pleasing than anything else. Krishna is the most sublime abode of bliss. And by Krishna's own strength, Krishna causes one to forget all other ecstasies. Pure devotional service is so sublime that one can very easily forget the happiness derived from material enjoyment, material liberation, and mystic or yogic perfection. Thus, the devotee is bound by Krishna's mercy and bound by Krishna's uncommon power and qualities. When one is attracted to Krishna on the transcendental platform, there is no longer any logical argument on the basis of revealed scripture, nor are there considerations of such conclusions. This is Krishna's transcendental quality, which is the very essence of all transcendental sweetness. The word guna means quality. The qualities of Krishna are transcendentally situated and are unlimited in quantity. All of the spiritual qualities are full of transcendental bliss. Krishna's transcendental qualities of opulence, sweetness, and mercy are perfect and full. And as far as Krishna's affectionate leaning toward his devotees is concerned, Krishna is so magnanimous that Krishna can give himself to his devotees. Krishna has unlimited qualities. The devotees are attracted by Krishna's uncommon beauty, mellows, and fragrance. Thus, they are differently situated in the different transcendental mellows. Therefore, Krishna is called all-attractive. The minds of the 4 boy sages, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumar, were attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna by the aroma of the tulsi which had been offered to the Lord. Shukadeva Goswami's mind was carried away by hearing the pastimes of the Lord. Lord Sri Krishna attracts the minds of all the gopis with his beautiful transcendental bodily features. The queens in Dwaraka, headed by Rukmini, are also attracted to Krishna simply by hearing about Krishna's transcendental beauty and qualities. Lord Krishna even attracts the mind of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji, simply by vibrating his transcendental flute. Krishna attracts not only the minds of the gopis and the goddesses of fortune, but also the minds of all young girls in the three worlds as well. The women of Vrindavan, who are on the level of superior guardians, are attracted to Lord Krishna maternally. The men of Vrindavan are attracted either as servants, friends, or fathers. The qualities of Krishna captivate and attract everything, living and non-living. Even birds, animals, and trees are attracted to Krishna's qualities. Although the word Hari has many different meanings, two of them are foremost. One meaning is that the Lord takes away all inauspicious things from his devotee. And the second meaning is that Krishna attracts the mind by ecstatic love for God. When the devotee somehow or other always remembers the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anywhere and everywhere, Lord Hari takes away life's four miserable conditions. The four miserable conditions are due to the four kinds of sinful activities. They are known as Pataka, Urupataka, Mahapataka, and Atipataka, meaning preliminary sin, very great sin, greater sin, and topmost sin. However, Krishna assures the devotee, Ahang Tvang Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Yashyami Ma Shuchaha. I will protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. The word Sarva Papebhya indicates the four kinds of sinful activities. As soon as the devotee surrenders unto Krishna's lotus feet, one is certainly relieved from all sinful activities and their results. The four basic sinful activities are summarized as illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat-eating. In this way, when all sinful activities are vanquished by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one gradually vanquishes all kinds of impediments on the path of devotional service, as well as the ignorance resulting from these impediments. After this, one totally manifests his or her original love of Godhead through devotional service in 9 different ways, hearing, chanting, and so forth. And when the devotee is freed from all sinful material activities, Krishna attracts one's body, mind, and senses towards his service. Thus, Krishna is very merciful, and Krishna's transcendental qualities are very attractive. When one's mind, senses, and body are attracted to the transcendental qualities of Hari, one then gives up the four principles of material success, dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, kama, sense gratification, and moksha, liberation. And so, my dear Sanatan, I have thus explained the chief meanings of the word Hari. When the conjunctions cha, meaning and api, although, are added to this verse, the verse can assume whatever meaning one wants to give to it. The word cha can be explained in 7 ways. The word cha is used to connect a word or sentence with a previous word or sentence, to give the sense of aggregation, to assist the meaning, to give a collective understanding, to suggest another effort or exertion, or to fulfill the meter of a verse. It is also used in the sense of certainty. Therefore, the word cha, or and, can be explained in these seven ways. There are also seven chief meanings of the word api, and they are as follows. The word api is used in the sense of possibility, question, doubt, censure, aggregation, appropriate application of things, and extravagance. So, thus I have now described the different meanings of the 11 separate words of the famous Atmarama verse. Recorded May 4 and 5, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
You think there is no God, that it's on the path of life. But please don't take it hard when I open up your eyes. Because it's Krishna, he's the origin of all. Yes, it's Krishna, and you know you never fall. I said it's Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Yes, it's Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. And when you chant his name, you know just what I mean. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. It's not too late to start, it's better late than never. Just open up your heart, chant his name.